didn't have a stand?
Large stand.
You did say?
Large, yes, stand or can.
Which would you call it mostly?
Well, I guess called a can more.
Okay. What do you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle?
Funnel.
A funnel. And if your salt box had no spout, you might make something like this, you know, cone to pour the salt into a small shaker, and that's still a
funnel.
And what do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy?
Pop them with a whip.
And if you bought fruit at a store, the grocer might put your groceries in a what?
Paper bag.
Uh-huh. And how was a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged? What was it put in?
In paper bags.
You think it'd be paper bags? What about 50 pounds of flour?
I've gotten it in paper bags and cloth bags both.
And just bags?
Uh-huh.
How about sacks? What do you call that?
Sack. Yeah.
You never call it something else? There's lots of people call
sugar
it.
Sacks is what we used to get it in, and cloth sacks.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then it got down to where you couldn't afford 50 pound or 100.
When you put a pig, when you put a pig in one, what do you call that?
In a tow sack?
Yeah. Well, there's some other word that a lot of folks use. A pig in a?
In a bag.
There's another word. Starts with a P. Pig in a?
Pig in a poke.
What's that? Is that a sack? A poke?
I don't know.
Isn't you talk? You said it.
Yeah. Pig in a poke. I've heard that.
Have people said they put things in poke?
Yes.
But not much?
No.
You usually use the word sack.
Yeah, or a paper bag.
Yeah. Well, I've heard the word poke used a lot.
Yeah.
And that's what they're wondering, if you use it much.
No.
Not really. No. What do you call that bag or sack of potatoes then shipped in? What did you call it a while ago?
Toe sack.
Toe sack, uh-huh. It's made of rough cloth, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Different sizes.
Open.
What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
Bushel of corn.
Bushel? What about the amount of wood you can carry at one time?
Armful of corn wood.
Armful, all right.
Armload.
Do you ever use a turn of corn?
Yeah.
Did you ever use it as a turn? Call it a turn?
Yeah, when they go to mill, take a turn of corn to mill.
Well, how much is a turn?
Well, it'd be a half a bushel or a bushel, whichever you want to
Where'd they get the word turn?
Use
it well, because you go down, you stay and take your turn till you get, before you
I
get on mill?
I've
never heard that word used.
I have.
But it was a quantity of corn to take the mill at a time.
Put it over your horse's saddle, you know. And
about a half bushel.
Half a bushel or a bushel.
Is a turn.
A turn.
Okay, I'm learning a lot today. When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new what?
Bulb, light bulb.
Okay. When you carry the washing out to hang it on the line, you carry it out in a what?
Well, in a basket or a bucket. I carry mine in a tub, little handle tub.
Is that right? But you could have a basket.
Yeah.
What do nails come in?
Nail keg.
Okay. What runs around the barrel to hold the wood or staves in place?
Hoops.
Right. You're making a 95. You know what? You're getting just about every one of these right. What do you put in the top of a bottle?
Cork.
Okay. And what's that musical instrument children play with at the mouth?
French harp.
Right. Not a harmonica?
Well, yes.
But you usually call it French harp.
French harp.
What's that when it's held between the teeth, you pluck it? What? Something like that.
Juice harp.
Uh-huh. And what's that thing you pound nails with?
Hammer.
And what's that thing you take top with? Oh, wait a minute. If you have a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden piece between the horses?
Tongue.
Is that right? It's called a tongue.
Yeah.
I about to give away there because I got... you have a horse pulling a buggy now, one horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
Shaves.
They're shafts. And the steel outside of a